I invite the congregation to have a seat, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward.
Well, good morning.
Well, good morning. And how is everyone this morning?
Good, 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 good.
Have you ever seen one of these before?
Yes, you have. What is it? It's a thank you card, right? So if
you get a birthday present or a Christmas present, Or if someone's invited you over to their house, you can write a thank you note, right? If, you know, you want to say thank you to your grandma or to your grandpa or to an aunt or something like that, you can write a thank you, all right? Now, there's another really cool way that you can say thank you. Do you know what American Sign Language is? American Sign Language is how people who can't hear communicate. Yeah, they communicate with their hands, right? Okay, you know it better than I, but do you know how to say thank you in American Sign Language? Right? Right? If you're right-handed, you take your right hand, you put it right here, and you do that.
That's kind of cool, you know? So if you're sitting there and you're just all excited, thank you. But then I read, then I heard, then someone showed me that to say thankful isn't just the one hand, it's both of them. So that you are full of thanks. In the story I just read from the gospel, 10 people were cured of a disease, right? It was a disease that had driven them out of town. They were supposed to go live off by themselves, and Jesus cured them. And one of them was so full of thanks that he ran back praising God and saying to Jesus, thank you. Now, you don't have a disease at the moment, I don't think, all right? And no one is kicking you out into the forests outside of town, and that's where you have to live, correct? All right, but there are normal, everyday things that happen for you, that happen to you, that happen with you, that we can be grateful for. And what I want you to remember is to say thank you. I want you to remember to be grateful and thankful and fill your life with that gratitude, because as you share that gratitude, you're sharing God's love. So thank you for coming up this morning, all right? And let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for all your goodness in our lives. We thank you for the love that you share and the way that you show us how we can live our lives. Help us to live our gratitude and help us to share our thank and your love with all we can. We thank you for the day, Lord. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.